cash fed cattle prices ended the week steady to higher. USDA increased anticipated feeder cattle prices slightly. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 18th of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ended the week mainly steady to a dollar higher at $115 a hundredweight on a live basis and at $182 in the beef based on USDA reports. There were 1,264 head offered in a Friday edition of the Fed Cattle Exchange auction and no takers. Cattle futures traded sideways and closed marginally mixed on Friday. Other than 2 cents and a nickel higher in the front two contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 17 cents lower. Week to week, they were an average of 51 cents lower. According to USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service, cattle slaughter under federal inspection last week was estimated at 657,000 head, which would be 6,000 more than the previous week and 9,000 more than a year earlier. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.68 higher week to week on Friday at $240.80 a hundredweight. Select was $1.07 higher at $214.33. According to Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, if the current price trend holds for cash fed cattle, then there's a good possibility that some portion of them will trade as high as $120 before the end of the year. In his weekly market comments, Griffith explains, the support for finished cattle prices may be stemming from the thought that there aren't as many cattle in the country as was first thought. If that's truly the case, then he says, finished cattle prices will be well supported in the spring with a target price exceeding $130. In his weekly market comments, Griffith explains, the support for finished cattle prices may be stemming from the thought that there aren't as many cattle in the country as was first thought. If that's truly the case, then he says, finished cattle prices will be well supported in the spring with a target price exceeding $130. Wonderments about the number of cattle relative to previous estimates has to do with cattle slaughter. Through November 2nd, total cattle slaughter was a little more than 1% ahead of the same period last year, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Further, AMS analysts say heifer slaughter is up more than 7% compared to a year ago, while steer slaughter is nearly 3% less, and year-to-date cow slaughter is nearly 3% more than a year earlier. Those analysts say there's no doubt that the cattle herd has got to be contracting. They explain one factor has to be high production cost in the cow-calf sector, adding that cow-calf producers nationwide are also getting older, and some of those aren't keen to take on old man winter again, given last year's challenges. They note that some auctions are advertising herd liquidations in the Plain States before the end of the year. Firm negotiated cash fed cattle trade and wholesale beef values continued to help bolster calf and feeder cattle prices last week, while futures prices softened slightly. Steers and heifers sold steady to $3 a hundredweight higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. AMS analysts explain auction receipts were somewhat tempered, with early week sales dealing with severely cold temperatures, while frozen precipitation made travel hazardous from Missouri up through the northern plains and into the upper Midwest. As well, those analysts say, with many farmer feeders still struggling to get crops harvested, most in the auction seats were order buyers, and with large calf sales across the nation, those buyers were spread out, with some sales feeling the effects of light buyer attendance. Other than 37 cents lower in spot November and 15 cents lower in SEP, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 16 cents higher on Friday. Week to week, though, they closed an average of $1.30 lower, including a midweek average decline of $3.13. Griffith suggests producers with spring-born calves left to sell may be rewarded if they wait a little longer. He explains there's a good chance the price increase from now until the middle of January will exceed any negative tax implications. Major U.S. financial indices closed strongly higher Friday, buoyed by reports that the U.S. and China are getting closer to a trade deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 222 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 23 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 61 points. The atypically wide choice select spread and the incentive to feed cattle longer may be encouraging packers to bid up prices, say analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service in the latest monthly Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook. They add that packer willingness to pay higher prices is also likely supported by the strong boxed beef market going into the holiday season. USDA increased the expected average five-area direct fed steer price by $2 for the fourth quarter to $112 a hundredweight, with a forecast annual price this year of $116. Average prices through the first three quarters of next year are projected from $113 in the third quarter to $120 in the first quarter. In turn, feeder steer prices finally found some life. ERS analysts point out feeder steers weighing 7.5 to 800 pounds traded $13 higher at Oklahoma City the week of November 4th compared to the recent low the week of September 9th. Based on recent price data, those analysts say the fourth quarter feeder steer price this year was raised by $3 to $144 a hundredweight, basis Oklahoma City. The first quarter price forecast next year was raised by $2 to $138. The annual price forecast for feeder steers was raised by $1 to $142. Year over year, feeder steer prices are expected to increase in 2020, especially in the latter half. Although the forecast first quarter average price of $138 is $2.76 lower than last year, and about even in the second quarter at $130, the third quarter price is projected $6.81 higher at $147.90. The projected annual average price is forecast $1.50 higher at $143. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 18th of November. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.